Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I'm calling because I had a roadside assistance that you guys sent the address to the wrong. You guys faxed over the wrong address. So they told me I was only covered for 72 hours, a total every 72 hours or something like that. So they had me speak to customer relations. Customer relations spoke to somebody else. They said that they was going to redispatch it back out because it wasn't my fault and that I would get a call back within 10 minutes, and it's been well over that. So I'm trying to find out what the status is. Like, what do I need to go back through you guys or what's going on?
Okay. And then may I have your first and last name?
Nakisha Ballard. Do you need the ID number?
Is that the number of your last ticket?
I'm sorry?
What number are you trying to give me, ma'am?
I said, do you guys need the ID number on the policy?
Oh, my mama. May I have a good callback? I may need that. May I have a good callback number for your services?
346-773-9629. Yeah, because whoever faxed it over to A&M Torn, they left off the zero. So they went to 152 instead of 1520.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it doesn't look like it has been redispatched out.
That's what the lady told me. They were going to redispatch it back out, so I didn't have to pay out of pocket because it was their mistake and not mine.
So there's no notes about that at all.
Standing.
Where
are
you going?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy because she read the address back, and they still, she read the address back, the address was right, but then they faxed it over wrong. You gotta get out so I can get out. This is retarded.
Well, there's nothing notated on what you're saying except for the address being 152 and not being 1520. And it says
mm-hmm.
that you refused to pay out of pocket and that you got transferred
uh-huh.
to customer service.
Yeah, customer service. I talked to customer service. Customer service, she called, she put me on hold and called another department. And then she told me, she came back on the line and she was like, ma'am, we're going to redispatch it. She said, because that was not your fault. And she said that they was going to do it within 10 minutes and it was never done. Are the kids in there? You said she wasn't getting out.
So the only thing I can do for you at this time, because none of that is notated, except for I do see that the address is 152. That was his in the wrong. Type in the wrong. We didn't add the zero. I see that. That's all I see. So the only
you said what?
I said the only thing I do see is that.
I'm sorry. I said the only thing that I do see is it does look like we put in 152 on the PO instead of 1520. So I do see that, but I don't see that they redispatch. And if I do redispatch without our customer service allowing me to be able to move forward, it's going to come up that you'll have to pay for the services out of pocket.
Can you transfer me to them again? Because this is getting ridiculous. I've been waiting for this since 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yes, I can transfer you back to them. One moment.
Thank you.